The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
If you've got a flight planned with American Airlines, you may want to rethink your packing situation. That's because the airline is raising the price of checked luggage, and it will now cost you more than every other U.S. airline.
No, hey, let me, a little hint here, American. You're not that great. Honestly, you're not a great airline. And so how much is it going to cost?
Well, the carrier announced that starting this week, the price of your first checked bag will be going from its original price of $30 to now $40.
Oh, for the love. And remember when you didn't used to have to pay Southwest? I love you. While you didn't have to pay for a bag at all. And then it was $25 across the board. And then you have companies like Spirit Airlines that are like, hey, are you thinking about checking a bag? I might think about it. Well, that's a $10 fee. Unbelievable.
Well, and if you need to check a second bag, you'll have to shell out another $45.
Wow. Here's what I love. Most other companies, when you are pricing something, you're like, okay, your first one is $25, but your next one is $15. We're going to actually go down in price for you and treat you well. But airlines, they know they hold us hostage. And so, this is a hot button for me. And they're like, oh, well, we're just going to charge you a bunch of money and there's nothing you can do about it.
Nope.
When you think about it, okay, so say you took two bags, that's $85. Mm-hmm. And say you're traveling with just you and one other person. Now you're up at over $160, $170. Added to your ticket, which is already $400 and $500.
Right. Well, American claims that this is their first hike in bag prices since 2018.
If you're going to charge me as much as you charge me for bags and then fight me when you lose my bags, that is the most frustrating thing. When Delta lost my bag, I had to jump through so many hoops. I didn't even remotely get paid. Some people were like, I got this and I got this and I got this. I got like nothing. And I had to fight for months to get just some reimbursement. It is lunacy. And again, because we don't have much of a choice when it comes to travel, we have to fly these days.
Well, before you get angry, I know you're already there.
Already there.
So what's with the price increase? Airlines are having to deal with rising fuel and labor costs. And one study by the Bureau of Transportation shows that back in 2022, U.S. airlines made a record $6.8 billion on baggage fees alone.
That's why.
So they're doing it so that they can cover the fuel and the labor.
Yeah. Somehow Southwest figures it out. You know, somehow Southwest still is like, hey, bring all your bags. We don't care. We're not going to charge you for everything.
Well, then you should just stick with Southwest because American Airlines has got it for you.
Oh, you're the worst. That's a hot button for me. Airlines taking advantage of people constantly, and there's zero you can do about it. And there's no one, you can't call. Hey, who do I call? I can't call anybody.
Nope.
Yep, just got to take it.
Gotta give me the money.
That's how you beat this, though. Honestly, we still have somewhat of power by not flying the airlines that do these things. Like, just don't fly them.
Yeah, but what if you got to get somewhere?
I'll pay more to fly another airline than an airline that takes advantage of me.
Wow.
100%. 100%.
It's too early for this.
It's kind of like, anytime I buy something, I've gotten so used to free shipping from Amazon that when another company tries to charge me for shipping, I'm like, I'll either wait and get it from Amazon or I won't get it at all.
Showing them.
I do. I show people all the time.
Uplifting WayFM.
You've heard of history. Well, this is Herstory with Betty Rock.
So I find it interesting that women and men, they differ on who they find inspirational. And I found this list of the most inspirational famous women that women say they're inspired
by. Okay, I want to see if I'm inspired by them as well.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'm going to put my girl hat on. No, it's a beret. It's cute.
Starting at the bottom of the list, I don't agree. Number 10, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Gavin's all in.
She inspires me.
I think she's inspirational to some, not me personally, but I can see her appeal.
Number 9, Selena Gomez.
Same ballpark?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Then we get into Serena Williams at number 8. And I would agree.
More so.
She shows that, you know, if you work hard, you can be a big athlete.
She's probably the greatest tennis player of all time.
Yeah, and she overcame a lot to do that. So, I think that, that's her story, the King Richard movie with
Will Smith
was actually a really good movie. I liked it.
Number 7, which I think was too low, Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people know what she did, you know, and how revolutionary she was for her time, especially when she was younger, because we just all picture the blue-haired version of her. But she took the throne very early on and shook things up a bit.
Yeah. We're skipping up to number 3 and then 2 and 1. So 3, Michelle Obama.
Okay, I get it.
You talk about what do they do? I'm not really sure.
I differ politically from her, but again, I see why she is inspirational to people, and she always has a classiness to her, I think.
Mm-hmm. Number 2, Princess Diana. Totally get that. I mean, she left a lasting legacy, and at a very young age, she even fell away from the royal family, and still she was the favorite.
Yeah.
By so many.
And you wonder what could have been. Her life is a story of what could have been. She was kind of just ramping up and getting going to what she was going to do for people, but she's definitely very inspirational. Mm-hmm. Who's number 1? Please don't say Oprah. I mean, it could be, but please don't say Oprah.
You don't want it to be Oprah?
I don't. Is it?
Oprah's number 4.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I mean, Oprah's great, but she was at number 1 for too long.
Oh, well, I think I would agree with this one. Number 1 is Rosa Parks.
Well, there you go. Yes.
She changed a lot of things.
Yeah, she did.
And so people are inspired by her, and I totally get it. But I think it just goes to show, making it to number 1, you don't have to be famous, because Rosa Parks,
right.
You know, she was just an everyday person, but she made a decision that changed a lot of history. And so just goes to show that you can be a difference. You can inspire other women just by being you.
Yeah, you just have to be bold, I think. Yes. And that's exactly what she was. And really most, all the women on that list in their own way were bold in some way, shape, or form. So
besides Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez.
Still bold. It's just different. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Well, this is supposed to be her story. It's about good things and Betty Rock's taking out the women.
I like the top two.
Okay, there you go.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
He'll help you make sense of today's stories.
Not been much for public speaking or school, really.
As soon as someone explains them to him, it's news-ish with Wally.
North America is going to experience its last solar eclipse for 20 years in April.
From the time I was falling in love, now I'm only falling apart. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah, we're not going to have one again for 20 years. Can you believe that? 20 years.
So the eclipse, though, that was one that we saw maybe 2016?
2017, actually.
Yeah, I was in college. Yeah,
it was really cool. We went to a college and we viewed it. It was cooler than I thought, right, Rock?
Yeah, because we were told it was going to get dark. And we were like, I mean, it's getting closer. Yeah. And we're like, it's not getting dark.
This is nothing.
But then right when it made contact, right in the middle, everything turned dark and the birds stopped chirping.
Yes.
Insects stopped. It was crazy.
It got really weird, but cool weird. And it got cool too. It got cold, chilly. And
quick.
I see why these things used to freak people out back in the day before they had meteorology.
Right?
Be like, oh, God hates us.
I'd be like, he's coming back. Here we go.
I know. I get it. Well, Delta Airlines is cashing in on all this. Delta announced that it's going to charter a flight from Austin, Texas to Detroit on April 8th that's specifically intended for passengers to have a close-up view of the solar eclipse at its highest location. So,
okay.
You get on a plane, they fly near it, you look out the window, and you see the eclipse from a different vantage point than you can on Earth. So, pretty cool.
I don't know.
Well, it's $1,100. One way.
That's not worth it.
One way. So, like, wait, you're going to take me to Detroit one way? What am I supposed to do? Just live there after that?
And part of the experience is experiencing it with other people. I thought that was cool, too.
I did, too,
yeah. Like watching it together and experiencing it.
I don't know. You'll do it on a plane with a bunch of other people, unless you're the only person that buys the ticket. Yeah. I have a feeling it'll sell out because people really get geeked about these things. But, you know, Delta or airlines in general, I can see it now because you still have to wear glasses or it'll still burn your retinas. Mm-hmm. And I could see them going, eclipse glasses, eclipse glasses, eclipse glasses, $50. $50, like charging you for eclipse glasses on top of the $1,100.
I just hope that the pilot is wearing them. That would be bad.
Yeah. Oh, and here's the other thing, too. Like, this is the one thing that we're really overlooking. Has anyone else thought of this? You're relying on an airline to get you somewhere in a specific point in time for just minutes while this thing happens. They can't even get me to Orlando when I got a whole day to get there. Yep. They can't get me there on time.
Yeah,
you know?
I wouldn't trust them.
No, not for $1,100. And then they're like, oh yeah, if there's unforeseen things, sorry, we can't control it.
No.
Anyone that takes this, like especially when you can see it from the ground, that's a bad investment, honestly.
Like, you don't deserve that money.
just give it to us.
Give it to us.
We'll take it.
Yes.
And then we'll just, like, put a bag over your head.
Yeah.
And eclipse.
It's done.
You experienced it. It was great. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I love that we're doing our Ordinary Angels contest in conjunction with the movie Ordinary Angels, which you can see in theaters this Friday. And what we're doing is asking people to tell us about that ordinary angel that's made a difference in your life. So we got Lisa on with us to tell us about the ordinary angel that she is nominated today.
So my two young sons and I found ourselves just in a situation where we were not going to be able to go back to our home for quite a while. And Swapan Shaw and Sarah Credenzius, they offered their home to my sons and I. They gave us a room in their home with an attached bathroom and asked nothing of us. We did not know how long we were going to need a place to stay, and they did not care at all. They just wanted to know that we were taken care of, and they actually ended up taking us into their home for what would end up being 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And they supported us and loved on us and helped us during a time where it was just very hard as we were learning a new norm, and then was able to rebuild. But we have kept in contact with them, and they were just absolute angels for us during that period of time.
Where did you meet them?
That was completely a God thing. We had actually met them about 2 years earlier at the swimming pool in our community. They were moving in a couple of blocks away from us, and we met them, and our sons were actually the same age, and they had just moved from New York, and they did not know anyone. And our sons started playing at the pool together, which prompted us to talk to Swapan and invited them to our son's birthday party, which happened to be that weekend, so that they could get to know some people.
What I love about this is they did help you out, but you actually made that first move to help out them and introduce them around when they didn't know anybody. That's cool. And what I find is interesting is you were having to extricate yourself from a lot of drama, and they didn't shy away from taking you in.
Yes, they were so gracious and so kind, just absolute angels with the amount of patience that they had. My son painted on their wall, and he was like, it's okay. It's a beautiful reminder that they're here. And
Man, that is very unique and special for sure.
It absolutely is, yes.
Well, Lisa, thank you for taking the time to tell us your story about your ordinary angel. And the good news is you are our daily winner, which means you and your family are winning 4 tickets to go see the movie Ordinary Angels in theaters this Friday. And Swapan, your your ordinary angel who you've nominated is up for our grand prize of $2,500 that we're going to do the drawing for on Friday.
I love that. Thank y'all so much for doing this.
And don't forget the movie Ordinary Angels is in theaters Friday. I saw it. I loved it. I thought it was great. Stars Hilary Swank and Alan Richardson, and it's based on a true story, which makes it even more impressive. So you can check that out again in theaters this Friday, Ordinary Angels. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little snap judgment here. This is where Betty Rock pulls a couple songs that are up for consideration here on the show here on Way FM. And we play a little snippet of it. We give our opinion, see if we like it or not. And then see if that opinion changes when we hear a little bit more of it. And then you get to decide which of these songs you want to hear more of by just telling us. And majority rules. And so you could be the person that makes the decision today of which one you want to hear. So, Lady Rock, with that said, what is the snap for song number one?
Number one is called No One Loves Me Like You Do.
No One Loves Me Like You Do. Okay, here's the snap. Okay, there you go. Textbook down the middle, fastball down the middle of Christian music.
I'm in because it's easy to sing along to.
Okay.
I am literally saying the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, so you can almost worship without thinking.
Right.
That's what you want. No,
that's not what I meant.
All right, so Betty Rock is in. Gavin?
I don't know. That didn't really do it for me.
Yeah.
I feel like it was, repetitive in that sense right there. It was a little boring.
Okay.
No offense.
Offense taken. I'm sure they would be offended, whoever it is. We don't know. That's all. The other thing, too, is we don't know who does these. We don't tell you either because we don't want to have our view or our opinion tainted. I'm out as well on this one. I hate to use the term derivative, but I will. It sounds like everything that is out like in current modern worship today. So let's hear but all of that to say, maybe that's one little snippet of the song. Maybe we get to the hook and we're like, what just happened? That's amazing. So here we go. No One Loves Me Like You Do. Hook. All right, now you've heard the hook. Lady Rock, where are you at? Are you staying in or out?
I'm still in.
You're
Yeah, I love the words. I love the message behind it. I love the beat.
Okay, well, there you go. Gavin, still out?
It didn't improve for me. I'm so sorry.
I got you.
I don't like being negative.
I know you don't, but that's the thing. That's why we have honest conversations about the music. Somebody else, this could land with them and hit them perfectly, and like, this is the best song they've ever heard. But then you, it's like, that's not doing it for me. For me, honestly, it sounds like a church that has a worship band and they've always wanted to record an album.
Oh,
and
come on.
They got together and they did their best and they put this out.
And it was good.
And it's a smaller church and they don't have the best talent. No, I don't know. I'm out. I'm sorry.
I liked it.
Did you? No, but don't feel bad. You should. Yeah. That's great.
I just don't know why y'all didn't hear what I hear.
It didn't. Yeah, it just didn't land with either one of us. But again, that's why we do this and that's why we ask your opinion because music is very subjective and we want to play the songs that land with the most people. So obviously it landed with Rock, not with me and Gavin, but maybe that one was a home run for you. So there's one more song to go in this, and we'll get to that in 10 minutes here on The Wally Show before we make our final decision. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're doing a little snap judgment here where we play a little snippet of a song, we make an opinion, then we play the hook, see if our opinion changes, and you get to decide which of these two songs that is up for consideration for airplay here on Way FM. Which one you like, because we want your opinion, and we want to hear from the most people we can to help us make a decision, too. The first song was called No One Loves Me Like You Do. Betty Rock was in. Gavin and I were both out on that one. And maybe it would have been a little harsh. I might have been a little harsh in my critique.
You think? I think you were.
I felt like it came off a little harsh.
Do you want to apologize?
No, because it's what I really felt, but it sounded a little harsh. It was a great analogy, but I see how that could be a harsh. But anyway, what is song number two, Lady Rock?
Number two is called People Like Us.
Okay, here's the snap. It don't matter where you are. Okay, there you go. That's song number two, The Snap. Lady Rock, in or out?
I'm out.
What is wrong with you? That was the best song I've ever heard.
No, you're kidding.
Betty Rock is out.
I'm out.
Okay, Gavin?
I'm
if
out.
You start a sentence with "ah," that means you're out.
I'm very out.
Sadly, I'm out too.
Okay.
Okay, so that's three strikes on the snap. I'm hoping that the hook changes all of our opinions here, because that would be nice. Here we go. Song number, or the hook for song number two.
God loves people like you, because God loves people like me. A lost and hopeless sinner, but mercy has redeemed.
Okay, I get it. I feel it. I like the, you know, God loves people like us. I think the message of that is a really important message for people to hear, because sometimes we feel like we're beyond the scope of God's love. I wish it was in a different song, I think, probably. So I'm out on that one, too. Gavin?
It's still not... Yeah,
it didn't land.
It just didn't do it for me.
Lady Rock.
I'm staying out.
Yeah, all three of us out on that one.
It's not my favorite.
This has been a rough snap judgment today for us. And if you look at song number one, Betty Rock was the only one in on that song. And Gavin and I were out. If you look at song number two, all of us were out.
But you know how this has happened before, where you say you're out and then you hear it for a second time
and then
you're
like,
wait a minute, I'm actually in.
That is the weird thing about music. You sometimes it takes a few listens and it lands with you. And so we're going to do this and you're going to get a chance to tell us now which song you like. Song number one or song number two? Because again, our opinion is one thing and it doesn't truly matter. Your opinion is what matters, and which song landed with you and why you would like to hear more of that on Way FM. All you have to do is tell us now, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Tara, welcome to Snap Judgment, where you have the job of telling us which of the two songs you've heard the hooks for, which of those two songs do you want to hear more of on Way FM, and why? So where are you going, song number one or song number two?
Song number two. I like the message. It sounded a lot like the songs I listen to anyway, Christian or not. So it was right down my alley, and it was comforting.
Oh, comforting. That's good. Okay, so now, Lady Rock, who do we have to thank for that song?
So that one was done by Micah Tyler.
Oh, we love Micah Tyler on the show.
And he's actually featuring a new artist, Emerson Day. That's the woman that you hear singing behind him.
Okay.
Now, the song that you passed up on, that one was called No One Loves Me Like You Do, and that one was done by Dan Brimness, another new artist.
Well, there you go. You have picked Micah Tyler's People Like Us that you want to hear more of on Way FM. I loved your reasoning, and we're going to do it now. Here you go. Micah Tyler, brand new music on Way FM.
Thank you.
If you fell on some hard times, if your long days turn to long nights, if you're drowning on the
So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us, and he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine, and now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels starring Hilary Swank, and she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess, but God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like... you got Blindside at one end, and you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
I don't know about you guys, but it does feel like the phrase or the idea of anxiety is something that's becoming a little bit more trendy these days. And I personally, I think I have moments when I'm anxious, but I've never dealt with what I would say is true anxiety.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Like, I think we label a lot of things as anxiety, and I almost think it's disrespectful for people who actually have anxiety when we're anxious, because I think there's a definite difference between the two.
But I am glad that people are more willing to speak up about anxiety. For instance, one person, Austin French, you know him for his song Born Again. He recently posted a video on Instagram talking about how he does deal with anxiety. And I can get that. You're on the road all the time. You're creating music. It seems like there's just a lot of pressure to perform all the time. But I thought he put an interesting twist on how anxiety deals with his faith.
My anxiety is not this crippling thing to my faith. It's actually an opportunity to meet God in a new way. God is good because he's faithful, he's true. And now I'm just discovering God to be good in new ways.
No, well, there you go. That's a healthy, positive outlook.
And I like the less stress bed behind that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Even the music. Yeah.
That was really calming. I wonder if that's what he's like. That's his vibe check when he gets on his bus after a show. Just plays that and like chills out a little bit.
But I do like that idea, though, that anxiety, I do think that you could look at it as something that keeps you from your faith or stops you from pursuing God.
Right.
But I think that his perspective on seeing it as a way that God can, that he can invite God into that situation and strengthen his faith even.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's a good one, man. And hopefully that helps you out today. If anxiety is something that you really struggle with, that might be just the thing you needed today. And that's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I don't know that we'll settle this debate here, but we'll at least let you weigh in on this. Who is the bigger baby when it comes to being sick? And now I know that women say, oh my gosh, my husband is such a baby, but it's like, yeah, I might whine a little more, but like when you guys are sick, we can't tell the difference. And so, because there's so much complaining all the time anyway. So when we're sick, it's different, you know?
No, I would beg to differ. The difference is that women, when they are sick, they still have responsibilities. They still have kids to take care of, the house to clean, the kids to take to school.
I still go to work.
Whereas the man, he can get sick and he's like, well, he goes to work and he pals around with his friends. And
oh, work, because that's all work is.
Yeah. And then like he, you know, takes a little nap in his car or something and then has lunch and then he comes home and he's like, I've had the worst day. Yeah. I'm so sick.
Okay. Well, that's one view of it. And so apparently, though, this poll said that the majority of women say that men are more likely to want to be taken care of when they are sick. I don't know that, like for me, I like to just kind of be left alone, like just let me hole up and I'll get through it. And from time to time, if it's not too much trouble, a glass of orange juice being brought to me isn't the worst thing in the world. But when my wife is sick, there's foot rubs involved and, you know.
Yeah, but does she ask you for those or do you just volunteer them?
A mixture.
Okay, yeah. You can't hold her accountable for the things you just do on a volunteer basis.
Yeah, and I just can't help being awesome, but that's just what I do. So here's what I want to do. I want to do a tale of two illnesses, okay? This is where you as a lady, I want you to describe the difference that you see, okay? And tell us about a time you were sick and what it looked like, what happened, what you had to do. And then tell us, you know, about a time your husband was sick. Compare and contrast, you know. So what was different about his sickness and his experience versus yours? And we'll see if you line up with what this, you know, big poll said. But I'm curious if it really is different for men and women when they get sick. So real life experiences, real life stories right now with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Tell me about a time and what it looked like when you were sick and what you had to do versus what happened when your husband got sick.
Oh, absolutely. So this season I actually had the flu and I still had to take care of our children because I'm a stay-at-home mom. So I'm like doing dishes and chores and everything else. And when my husband turned around and got it, he needed cold towels and back rubs, and like he completely like thought he was dying, but he wasn't.
Did you point out this drastic difference between the two of you?
Oh, 100%. I called it the man flu.
I don't believe a word you said.
I do. But as you can tell right now, Allie is getting in the car. She's wrestling the kids. And I'm sure her husband is just, you know, taking his leisurely time, eating his pancakes.
Providing for the family, going to work. Yeah, that kind of stuff. That leisure time we have.
Absolutely.
Allie, we appreciate you being on the show with us with Tale of Two Sickness. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What was it like when you were sick versus what it was like when your husband was sick?
Well, we were both sick at the same time. I went to work every day and he stayed in the bed every day.
Oh,
he
my
was too
word.
Sick to do anything.
I think this is where you should be thankful to the Lord that your case was not as bad as his.
No.
And you were less sick.
No, that is not the truth.
I had to go to the store to get his medicine and take
oh,
his temperature.
Word. And there you are, sick too.
That is kind of insult yeah. to injury if you're sick and you're
and
like having to go get his medicine.
Doctor.
Oh, wow. You all got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I take my kids to the doctor. Yeah, sure. Yeah, when one person gets it, everybody gets it.
Can't believe he got it so much worse than
no,
all of you guys.
No. Did he make it
yeah,
up
it
to
so
you,
bad.
Angie?
It was so bad. His temperature got up to like 99. It was terrible.
Tell us, Kayla, about your sickness and then compare and contrast that to a time when your husband was sick.
Okay, so my husband and I have been married for 12 years. We have two kids. And I find that when I'm sick, like this past Thanksgiving with COVID, I hosted and cooked a whole Thanksgiving meal for extended family. At this point, I didn't know I had COVID. I just want to say that, yeah. But anyway, we thought I just had a mild cold. Whereas when my husband gets it, he's holed up in the room, kind of like you said, can't be bothered, you know, doesn't want to infect the kids.
Why do you think that men get more violently ill than women? Because I think that's the thing.
No, that's not the thing. The thing is that men are babies. They're babies. You had the same sickness, but yet expectations are higher for women than they are for men. Men can just hold up in the living room and not want to spread it to people. But the woman has to step up, because if she does it, nobody else is going to do it.
Exactly. 100%.
Here's the thing. If you had been so sick for, you know, Thanksgiving that you could not have made it happen, would your husband have been able to pull it together and order enough DoorDash turkey for the family?
No, it would have been canceled.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Attention, please. Uplifting Way FM. Celebrities are just like you and me, except for the mansions, tigers, and sequins. It's the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Kim Kardashian and her family have a net worth of around $3 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, crazy. That means they can afford the best of the best, especially when it comes to clothes, shoes, and purses. And I guess to be a bit resourceful, the family, the Kardashian family, has started a resale site.
So smart.
Where they list these types of items, like the bags that they're carrying, the shoes they wear, and then they list them and others can enjoy them once the Kardashians have gotten their use out of it.
Can you imagine the torment, though, that you would go through? Like, you know, Kim's shoe game is on point, mm-hmm. but she's a size 8 and you're a 12. Oh. And you're like, I'll never own a pair of those
never.
Shoes.
Yeah, that is tough. But, you know, she has other sisters and she also has a mom. Maybe they're a size 12. Who knows?
I think it's a good idea on them because people are going to want what they had anyway. We always want stuff from celebrities. Plus, they can generate a little bit of money. And they need it. They're obviously hurting. Are they doing anything good with the money?
You know, I should have looked into that. I don't know that. I'm going to assume the best of them. And
okay.
Yes, they are donating everything they get from the site.
That would be a great thing if they resold and actually did something good with it. Because, again, yeah. they don't need the money. But, like, I know that there are different stores that will do resale of better items. Even uh-huh. some thrift stores now I've seen have like a little boutique in the middle, so when someone brings in like a Louis, it goes to the middle section where the better stuff mm-hmm. is, which mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's kind of smart.
Well, back to the Kardashians site. So, but one item that hit the site is creating some drama for Kim Kardashian. She listed her used rare gray alligator Hermes purse.
Oh, wow.
The original price tag, if it's brand new, is $120,000.
That right there is the first crime.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Well, she listed it, her used one, for $70,000, okay? Well, the description says that it's in good condition, but when you start looking at the photo, some people are thinking she was very liberal
with good.
With good, because it's not. So the handles, there's a little bit of gray, like a coloring of the handles. It's probably from all the
oils.
That and the self-tanner that she's probably got.
Yes.
But too, like the corners are frayed and some of the metal, like the buckle and things like that are a little bit scratched. And so many are like, you're asking $70,000 for this used piece of trash?
Right now, what Kim Kardashian is getting, she's getting garage sailed right now because she's putting up there, that's still a $70,000 purse. I mean, it's an expensive purse. But what she's getting is, I'll give you a nickel. You know, it's a little banged up here.
Oh, we can't meet in the middle.
We can't meet in the middle. I'd love to do business with you, but yeah, she's getting garage sales. You can't, like, even putting in high-end items, people want it, if it's got a nick on it, they're going to want it for like $8,
you
know?
Well, I would say that before she listed it, maybe she should have taken like a Mr. Clean dry erase, you know, eraser, and like tried to get some of that self-tanner off the handles, and maybe it wouldn't have been so bad.
Yeah, at least hire someone to do that, because she's not going to do that. She's just got a manicure. Yeah. She's not going to do that.
Yeah, with $3 billion. So she can afford anything.
Yeah, there. You know how to tell a fake Louis Vuitton purse? When you get them, the straps and the handles are all like a really bright, like cream or white kind of thing. But then over time, the oils in your hands turn them like to a really nice brown for the leather.
Uh-huh.
And so if you see somebody that you've seen them for, you know, a few months and the handles are all still white, that's a fake.
You know this.
Because I tried to buy my wife a fake Louis once.
We've never claimed he was the sharpest tool in the shed.
I am the smartest man alive!
Or the most absorbent sponge in the sink. It's the Wally Show with Smarter Than a Jock.
That's right, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where Betty Rock is an alum and I have taught. And now you're going to have to get past my brain. Now, these aren't classes that I taught questions or, you know, questions that Betty Rock had in her classes, but more along the lines of stuff as an adult you should know, but sometimes you just forget.
Well, when it's been so long since you've been in school, you know, things just fall by the wayside, and so sometimes you just need a tune-up. So that's what this is for. If maybe you need a tune-up, or maybe you've kept yourself in tune, and you think you can do some good. These questions that I have are going to do with mathematics.
Oh, that's tough.
U.S. presidents.
Ah,
spelling.
You're okay with those?
No, I know George Washington was one. I think Abraham Lincoln was 16.
I think you're right.
And after that, it gets fuzzy.
Don't use all your brain cells, okay?
Oh, yeah, I got what was the last category?
Spelling.
Oh. like you just created the perfect storm of winning for somebody, because
right.
I'm horrible at math, horrible at spelling, and presidents, and unless you ask me those two questions, I'm done. So good luck. You know, might as well just call and get your prize now, because you're probably gonna beat me. But you know what, every once in a while, are there choices with these?
Yes, except for the spelling one, yes.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good. That at least gives me like a 2 out of 3, you know, 33% chance. I don't even know. See,
wow.
I can't do the math. All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. If you want to take me on, good luck to you, because I'm feeling really smart today. Not really. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll do a little Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, with you right now.
We've never claimed he was the sharpest tool in the shed.
I am the smartest man alive!
Or the most absorbent sponge in the sink. It's the Wally Show with Smarter Than a Jock.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. We're going to do a little Smarter Than a Jock right now, where you have to be smarter than me, and good luck to you. I don't mean good luck to you. You're probably going to win this, Mark.
I don't know, Wally.
I think you might be smarter than me, sir.
We'll see.
All right, so I'm going to let Wally choose the category.
Okay.
Would you like the spelling question, the president question, or the math question?
Let's get the math out of the way.
Okay.
Okay, so name is going to be your buzzer. Yep. If you think you know the answer, Mark, use your name, okay?
Okay, will do.
Okay, here's the first question. What is the value of pi?
Wally.
Okay.
Pi equals 3.14.
That is correct.
Yes! Wow. Yes, I didn't even need choices.
Wow.
circle.
It's
okay.
It's mainly because I eat a lot of pie, and I know exactly what the circumference is.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
Woo! All right. Mark, you got your work cut out for you today, son.
Mark, I'm going to let you choose. We have a president's question or a spelling question. Which would you rather do?
Let's go spelling question.
Okay. Remember, if you think you can spell it, your name is your buzzer.
And you know all of my kryptonite spelling words like restaurant. Still can't spell that to save my life.
Okay, here is the spelling word. The word is restaurant.
No, are you kidding me?
Mark.
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
That is correct.
All right, nicely done. Did you really have, was that really the word?
It's in writing, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I can't spell it either. I have to say it differently in my mind. Like, I have to say restaurant.
Yeah.
And that helps me spell it.
I get it. All right, 1-1. So here we go. Final question for presidents.
All right. This is
there are choices.
Yes, there. If you need it. Which of these men was never a U.S. president? Was it A, John C. Calhoun? B, Chester Arthur, C, Millard Fillmore, or D, Warren Harding?
Mark.
Molly. Oh, I know it.
Mark, go ahead.
I may be wrong, but I think it's C.
You are wrong, sir.
So you're going with Millard Fillmore?
Yes.
That is incorrect,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, Millard Fillmore was a president. It's John C. Calhoun, the first one.
What makes you say John C. Calhoun?
Chester B. Arthur. I remember him from a Simpsons episode. So
you're telling me that your answer comes from what you learned on a Simpsons episode.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
I am sad to report that that is correct.
That's right. It's right.
I did not see that coming.
No one saw that coming. Not even me. So there you go. Sorry about that, Mark. I'm sorry. I played a win, good sir. And we're going to hook you up with a lovely parting gift as well. But thank you for playing Are You Smarter Than a Jock? Brought to you by Colorado Christian University.
Well, thank you, Wally. And I may be a fan of WayFM, but I am not smarter than a jock.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Every week we like to do something from the world of sports that has some redeeming value to it too, beyond just the stuff on the field. And so Gavin is our resident sports guy, and he likes to find these stories for us. What do you got?
So I am a very big baseball fan. They play 162 games a year. I like to watch as many as I can. And most of the time, actually all the time when you're watching a game, you have these people called play-by-play announcers who are just calling every pitch, every hit, every home run. And it has always been a guy when it comes to professional sports.
Like Harry Carey.
Yeah.
I used to love Harry Carey.
All right. Hey, if the moon were a rack of ribs.
Yeah, I think we love Will Ferrell as Harry Carey on SNL.
So good. But as of this upcoming season, Jenny Kavnar will be the first female play-by-play announcer, and she'll be calling plays for the Oakland A's. She, you know, played a lot of baseball growing up. Her dad played baseball, so baseball's always been in her family, but she will be like the first in history to be a female play-by-play announcer. So I think, and she even said like she's hoping to inspire a lot of younger girls who want to, you know, pursue jobs in the world of sports, and they may not know how to. Maybe this opens up, you know, a new avenue for young girls. That's what she wanted to kind of inspire them for.
If you can get to that place, that's a big deal, because like that's one area where guys want to have dominance or think that we know more about sports than women, you know, kind of thing. And so I'm sure it's a really hard thing for them to break into. Women doing sideline reporting was a big deal years ago, and now it's super common, you know. And because, but it is hard. You didn't play sports the same way guys played sports. So what could you possibly know more than we know? But the reality is, like, most great coaches weren't great players. Mm-hmm. They were students of the game more so than players of the game.
Absolutely.
And so that can be the same thing with women in a role in sports, that guys have to give them the benefit of the doubt first, you know?
Well, and one thing that she said, that she thinks she'll have to fight through this initial phase when, you know, guys turn on the television and they hear her voice and they're like, oh, this isn't my game.
It's a bias.
But for her to push through, and maybe, you know, a 12-year-old girl who, you know, loves playing baseball or softball turns this on and hears her voice, she sees a whole new world of opportunities.
I mean, the key is always content. Content is king. And so if she delivers good content that is, you know, valuable, is accurate, is right, you know, she'll be great, you know. And just don't ever say, yay, sports! You know, if you do that, you're golden.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and this is where I want you to get to know and love Betty and Gavin like I do, by learning more about them, because sometimes they don't get to share enough of their lives. And so here's the question, they both get the same question, and that is, what is the childhood accomplishment you are most proud of? And we're going to see if they peaked at in their childhood there. Gavin, childhood accomplishment you're most proud of?
I would say scoring this one goal at the end of a soccer game to win the game. And I was proud of this because I played defense. I didn't push up. I didn't score, but it was an intense game. And I remember scoring that goal. Then they blew the whistle to end the game. Got like a hug from my coach. Yeah. Teammates going crazy.
Yeah.
For a kid who, and is still an adult, who loves sports to death, that was probably the...
Did anyone carry you off the field like they did Rudy in that movie?
No. I mean, they could have.
That would have been great.
I was tiny back then.
Yeah.
They couldn't do it very well now.
Now, someone's pulling a hamstring.
Don't drop him.
Okay, well, that's good. So you got that moment.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a moment where you won a game again after that?
No.
Yeah.
No. And, I mean, we're also just talking.
Peaked early.
Athleticism's gone.
Yeah.
The, you know, I'm not even competitive anymore. I just don't compete in anything. That was a different me.
All right.
Maybe
well,
a better me.
One and done. You're like, all right, I did this. I've lived it. I've experienced it. I know the thrill of victory.
Oh,
and
yeah.
so you're
good.
Moving on. Lady Rock, childhood accomplishment you're most proud of?
You know, it was hard for me to choose one.
Of course.
But I would say...
Did you call your mom and go, Mom, send me a picture of the refrigerator. I need to see the stuff that you still have up there from my childhood.
Maybe. So around 7 or 8, I got a hula hoop.
Mm.
I loved that hula hoop.
Bet.
I spent a lot of time outside. I didn't really stay in much, but I practiced on my hula hoop. And by that age, that young age, 7 or 8, I got to about 100 rounds of my hula hoop without stopping.
That's a pretty amazing because you're built kind of like a stick. Like no hips.
You?
Yeah. Like like you're just like a stick. And so a hula hoop, I can't make a hula hoop stay on me to save my life.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. I don't understand how girls do this. And I cannot do it. I respect your hula hoop game. I saw a video of you hula hooping in a driveway when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I think you showed it to us. And you're hula hooping, you step your right leg out and you squash a bug.
Yeah.
And then you keep hula hooping. You don't miss a beat.
I do. And what was so cool, too, was that there were beads inside of the hula hoop. And so it would make this rhythm sound. And you would know if you got out of sync because the rhythm would be off, you know. But I was able to squish that ant and keep my rhythm going.
That's amazing.
That's athleticism.
Thank you.
My wife wanted me to get her one of those weight loss hula hoops. Have you seen those?
Yes. Yes.
Gavin, you want one?
No, Haley. Okay. My wife has one.
Oh, she does?
She had one.
And she doesn't use it, does she?
She used it one day in her life.
Really?
No offense, honey.
Oh, yeah. My wife thinks that she would use one as well. And I'm like, I can't. There's no way.
It is a fun, I think, concept, though, if you're just hula hooping with the TV on.
Okay.
But
can I borrow that?
Yeah,
not,
sure.
Not for me, but for her, just to see if she'll... No, she wanted it.
Okay.
I'm not saying she needed it. No, she asked for it.
Wally.
No, she asked
That's
for
wrong,
it.
Dude.
I'm just saying I could like let her try it, and then I'm sure you'll have it back
I'll
in a week.
I'll bring it in.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.